Let's take another question. Let's try Edmonton.
Yes, this is Gloria from Edmonton.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I really enjoyed tonight's session.
Great. You have Robert on the line with you.
Yes. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
In the beginning, when you started speaking, you basically said you were going to cover 6 points.
No, I said Rich Dad Poor Dad, there are 6 points.
Oh, okay, because I was trying to take notes, and I've got to number 3, but I didn't get the last 3 points. Okay.
What are the last 3 points?
Well, one is corporations, one is rich print their own money. I forget now, but there was 6 of them.
Okay.
But I think the most important thing I'd like to say to the group who's listening is that what you're doing today may not show up tomorrow, but it'll show up over a lifetime. So the thing I want to commend people, the thing that I have personally always done, is I study today knowing that I may not use what I learned today, I may use it 10 years from now. So I commend everybody for spending the time and the money to listen to as different or as opposing points of view as possible, because that's how you learn. So I commend people for that.
So the most important thing, again, is to get educated. You know, if it's a specific arena, fine. If it's general arena, fine. But you need to get educated. You're just not going to fall off a tree and hit you on the head.
Right. And the big part about it is what I'm trying to do right now is get people to think rather than give them an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing my best to be diametrically opposed to what they probably learned at home and at school. It's not that what I'm saying is right, that somewhere between what I'm saying and what they believe is their own answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let me see, is there anybody now from Vancouver?
Hi, Harv, it's Jim from Vancouver.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, how you doing, Jim?
Great. My question to you, Robert, is when you get into that inevitable funk, what do you say to your mind to get you over that down period?
Well, that's a good question. I think all you have to know, that's part of the process. Jim?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Oh, it's just part of the process. In other words, there's a part where you get upset with yourself, you're depressed, and then your subconscious takes over, and you sleep on it, and then, you know, a day, a week, a month, a year, it clears up. But what most people try and do is they don't want to ever go into that, so they never progress. I say to people, you know, when I lost my first business in 1979, I went down to a tune of $1 million. I said, I slept like a baby. I woke up crying every 2 hours. And it was the worst period of my life. Yet, the reason I make so much money is because I went through that period. And the average person is afraid of going through that period. They want to get rich quick without any pain, and that's possible. But it's not the path I chose personally.
And so what you're saying is that it's, you know, it's, if you go into a funk, so you go into a funk.
Yeah, and the worst thing
that you start to do is feel bad about going into a funk, because now you've doubled up the funk.
Yeah, I mean, just enjoy it for a while.
And you're all funked up, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that you're that person. It's just an emotional state at that moment, and your subconscious mind is reprogramming at that moment. Mm-hmm. You say, I don't want this. The other part that was the most supportive, which all of you guys are doing as you listen to this thing, is you seek like-minded people. Like my best friend, when he and I lost our company together, that was back in 1979, well, he just sold his company for $30 million net. Now, if he hadn't lost the first million, he would have made the next $30 million. And the average person is not willing to go through that.
And the average person is not willing to get up after they've been knocked down and try again.
And the only reason we got up is we held hands.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying to have a support network with you.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is that you are who you hang out with. And my friends have tremendous, they're like the people listening on this radio, on this telephone line right now. They have a high degree of desire to learn, and they have the courage to hang out with different thinking people, and they don't want to follow the pack. And I think that's really commendable for people listening. But I would not have pulled out of it if I didn't have friends who supported me. there's two kinds of people, people that push you up and people that pull you down, and you have to make the distinction. They're both valid, but you can't have all of one, in other words, you know.
Right. Let me see. Is there anybody else who's got a question on the line?
It's Rob.
Hi, Rob. From
Hi. Hey, Rob from West Vancouver.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Robert.
I love Vancouver. I mean, I love Canada, but I've never been to Nova Scotia yet, though.
Well, you know, it's actually snowing where I am today. I know it's not snowing in the rest of West Van, but it's where I am.
Is Whistler nice?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh,
up there on the weekend.
Oh, great. That's the best area in the world to ski.
It's got a lot of snow right now.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is, I live in West Vancouver, and I don't have the cash flow game, but if there's anybody out there in the West Vancouver area that would like to get together, I can leave my number, if it's of all possible. Contact me, and I'd like to play the game.
Can I give you guys a tip who are listening? You know, like, get the cash flow game with three or four people to amortize the cost of it. But play it about four or five, six times so you become the expert. And then what you do is you invite your friends, especially family members, in, and you teach them to play the game. And the more you teach, the more you learn. The real value of the game is not so much learning it as one process, but teaching it. And you see people struggle financially in front of you, you go, they may not learn anything, but you'll go, holy moly, I used to do that, or I'm still doing that. The game is only meant to be a mirror or reflection. And so the more you teach, even though they don't learn a damn thing, you'll learn a lot.
Right. You know, one of the things we're going to do, Robert, is we're going to, when people order this game, if enough people order it per city, we're going to have a live event where people, all the people get together, and we'll all play it out in one room.
Right. And it's really fun. And then you come up with multiple strategies at that point.
Yeah, that's
great.
And the
more strategies you come up with, the more freedom you have. If you only have one strategy, you're probably following it right now.
So, you know, when I talk about speed wealth, one of the things I say is that I was very fortunate to be able to come across a multimillionaire who said to me, he said, Harv, if you're not doing as well as you'd like to be doing, all that means is there's still something you don't know yet.
Yes.
And I think you've said that really
yes.
eloquently tonight.
Yes.
For everybody out there, what Robert, I think, has really, really been pressing home for everybody is that you have to get educated one more time. You've got to, on an ongoing basis, but you really, whatever arena you're in, you have to be the best at. You've got to become an expert in it. You can't just be so-so, because if you're so-so, you will earn so-so. And we've talked about this over and over again. I really thank Robert for reiterating that a lot. So, Robert,
see, the reason I don't want to give you tell you what I did is because what I did is what I did. And what you have to do is not what I'm going to do. And each and every one of you has a core competence or a core gift that you need to develop, not me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then you can just have to, I know that you got educated in your arena.
Right.
You know, when you started teaching, you got educated in teaching, and you became a, you know, between the group at Global and Bobby DePorter and that whole group, you got educated at teaching. When I started teaching, I got educated at teaching. One of the people I got educated from was you, Robert. You know, when I didn't just start teaching. I took programs from you. I took
That's
powerful
right.
presentations. I went through it.
Right.
And I practiced it, and I studied it. And I remember Blair Singer, another Money and You trainer,
He's
who
great.
Was at my home in Cardiff, California, practicing for hours and hours and hours with your video,
right.
His basic presentation technologies.
Right.
And, you know, people think that, you know, it's just going to fall, you know, from some tree and just hit you in the head. The
right.
fact is you got to choose, you got to buckle down, you got to focus, and you got to learn and get really good at it. And that includes the investment world.
That's
that
right.
It's the business world.
Just look at Tiger Woods, man. You know, he's not an overnight success. And you know, Warren Buffett didn't make any money for 11 years.
That's right, right. So I want to thank Robert so much for coming online with us.
Thank you.
I know that you're all applauding and things like that, so I really, really appreciate it. And Robert's a great, great teacher. I highly recommend you read his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Highly recommend you get the cash flow game. When you do, enough people have it, we'll get together and we'll play it as part of our program, and we'll go over it, and maybe Robert, if we got together in a room, would you be possibly willing at some point in time to get on the phone with us again and debrief a little bit for us?
I would rather, if you get them all in one room, I'd rather go and teach you what I know about investing in real life.
There you go.
But the thing I want to say is, ultimately, you'll get to this point where no matter what comes at you, when you, if you play cash flow enough, you'll gain the confidence that no matter what comes your way, you'll handle it. And I think that's ultimately what you want. It doesn't make any difference if the market's up or down or this or that, or are you making money, not making money. It's self-confidence is really what you want.
So it's the old story of, it's not what happens to you, it's your response to what happens.
Yes, yes. And then ultimately, when you don't
so
care.
That game teaches you responses, basically.
Yeah, and when you don't care what's happening outside of you because you're so confident inside, then you're home free.
Sounds great. Well, I want to thank you so much, Robert, for coming on board with us.
Thank you.
We're going to let you go now. We're going to continue on with some of the major announcements that we have of things that are upcoming. You're welcome to stay on the line, or if you go, thank you again so, so much, and we'll be in touch with you. So one more time, the best way for people to get in touch with you or your company is through the website?
Yeah, cashflowtech.com or richdad.com, and then we'll look for my third book coming out. It's called Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. And I think I'll go into much more sophisticated things in that book.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, buddy.
You're doing a great job, Harv. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, everyone else who's on the line, stay on it. I hope that you enjoyed the program tonight. I think there were some very pertinent messages there. One of the biggest things, as you heard, I was trying to pin Robert down with some specific investment information. He wouldn't go for it, and he wouldn't do it, because I think his major point in what he teaches is that you have to learn for yourself what works for you and what's right for you. It's very much like we talked about in the Life Directions program and the EWT. You have specific talents, you have specific type of energy, and certain things that work that are appropriate for Robert or myself are not appropriate for you, and certain things that are appropriate for you are not appropriate for me. So you have to decide what area is going to work for you, both in the business arena so you can earn the income, and then you transfer that earned income over to investment portfolio and earn income through that arena and create wealth through there. So hopefully everyone can hear what I'm saying here. And when I read Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, what I loved about it is that it really got me motivated to get my financial portfolio together. You know, of course, managing money is one thing, but really taking that portion of the money that we put away in our financial freedom account and really working with it. Over the line, I mentioned earlier about a specific scenario where I purchased a stock 2 days ago, and in the same day it went up about 75 cents. I don't mind telling you that I made over $3,000 in literally 3 hours. This is not a usual case, because especially today, since it went up again, I didn't have it anymore, but I'm happy with that, obviously. And literally a year or two ago, I wasn't really involved heavily in the arena. I was, you know, doing my business, working hard and whatever, but I wasn't letting my money work hard for me. You have to get educated in letting your money work for you. You have to put attention on it. No matter, I don't care if it's $100, $1,000, or $500,000, or $20. You have to begin to start making your money work for you. Because in 20 years, or 10 years, or whatever you want to be financially free, that is going to allow you to be free when your money works for you as hard as you worked for it. So I invite you to go get his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, at Chapters or any other bookstores or Amazon.com. It's a great book. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go in with some people or get it yourself, the cash flow game. We'll keep it monitored, and when enough people have it, we will actually go out there and we will go into the cities in our live programs and play cash flow and be able to debrief in what you learned from that game and really be able to show you exactly how to invest and what your weaknesses and strengths are. And again, the most important thing you could have gotten out of this call was that it doesn't matter what happens. What matters is your response to what happens, and your response is going to take education. And where do you get educated? In the specific arena that interests you. If you like real estate, get educated in real estate. If you like trusts and mortgages, get educated there. If you like stocks, get educated there. Whatever it is that interests you, get educated. If you like business, get educated there. So you get educated, you get good at it, and you can handle anything that happens in that arena. So again, I think the number for his it was www.richdad.com or cashflowtech.com, if I'm correct on that. Anyways, thank you all so, so much. I hope you enjoyed it. It's great to speak to you again. Good night, and we will talk to you soon. Bye for now.